This is the regular board meeting for SCORE. It's May 26th at 5:00. Roll call, please.
Yes, Madam Chair. Commissioner Clark.
Here.
Commissioner Coach.
Here.
Commissioner Mastalotto.
Here.
Commissioner Salvucci.
Here.
Commissioner Pittman.
Here.
Commissioner Goodson.
Here.
All accounted for.
Okay, let's stand for the flag salute. Salute. Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, acknowledgement of guests. Do we have any guests? Just the attorneys.
Just the attorneys.
Okay. Board meeting minutes.
Yes, Madam Chair, we included the board meeting minutes from the regular board meeting of April 28th in your packet. If there was any questions or corrections that you guys noticed, then we can handle those.
Are there any questions?
I move to approve.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. Authorization of warrants.
Okay, I went over the warrants. Land warrants paid at this meeting. Our number is 31098-31152 in the amount of $2,465,580.03, including commissioners' checks numbers 11757 through 11763 and a lot of electronic fund transfers.
Wow, that was good. Any questions?
Is that the motion?
Isn't that the motion?
That was the motion.
Would you like to second that?
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Fiscal report.
Yes, Madam Chair, we included the fiscal reports for this month in the packet. If there was any questions, then I could answer them now or get answers for you as soon as I could if I didn't have answers now.
I don't have any questions. Are there any questions with any of the other commissioners?
I have none.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we're going into a closed session for reporting on existing litigation. 54956.9D2.
You are go. All right, Scott, you're good to come out of. We're good to come out of closed session.
Okay, great.
You want it? The recorder is on. So.
Come out of closed session at 5:14.
Okay, so we're coming out of closed session at 5:14.
Is he still on?
Scott, you still there?
Yes.
So she just said we came out of closed session at 5:14.
And there's no reportable action.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Back to the meeting. Resolution 01-26 and SCORE policy number 7400.
Yes, Madam Chair. So annually, SCORE looks at its charges, make sure that they're still paying the bills, or if they're too high or too low. We do an annual review. We did that with the septage receiving fee, and we recommend no change. We recommend that it stays at the $192.41 per 1,000 gallons.
Okay. Any questions?
I'll make a motion to adopt Resolution 01-26 and policy number 7400.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None.
Yeah, this one's a roll call because it's rates and charges.
Okay. Okay.
Commissioner Clark?
Yes.
Commissioner Mastalotto?
Yes.
Commissioner Pittman?
Yes.
Unanimous.
Okay. Next on the agenda is attorney's report. Scott?
Attorney's report, Scott.
Nothing to report.
All good here?
Okay.
Great. Thank you. Okay, manager's report.
Yes, Madam Chair. So no operational issues to report other than just the guys are out there doing a really good job of switching stuff back and forth to make sure that we can get all the stuff done with the construction. So we've had some pretty big tie-ins. We got one more big hurdle to jump. It would be the RAS building. We're going to have to bypass that, divert flow around it. And so that the operators will have to figure that one out. But they've done a great job so far with all the other tie-in work and all the other shutdowns and switchovers and stuff like that that we've done. Our project update, solar, they're out there cranking, going underway. I included the solar schedule that they gave me in your packet.
Is that what this is?
That's what that is, yes. So
I was like, which one is this?
Yeah, three. So they're hoping they'll be done here before the end of the year. They're hoping that PG&E will be right behind them, but PG&E's given us a date of 3/27. So, and PG&E is pretty far behind, so I'm not going to count on them actually getting it before that 3/27. If we do, great, but I wouldn't count on it. Let's see. Plan upgrade, I already spoke to that. The guys have been doing a great job. We still have one major tie-in scenario to do. Rudy Creek is coming along great. They are ahead of schedule. They actually work so fast that they're at home for a week because they're waiting on stuff. So they got stuff done too quickly and they ended up having to set the job aside for a week. But everything's going great there. Let's see. I have one big thing I want to talk about and for score, so I'll skip ahead of it and we'll finish with that one. I did want to let you guys know that we were paying upwards of around $990 a month for just AT&T regular phone service because they want out of the hardline service and the state of California forced them to stay in, so they're going to price everybody out of it pretty much. So one of Christina's first tasks that she really hammered down on was trying to figure out a way to save us some money there. And so she's done a really good job. She looked at a ton of different options and we came up with one that's going to save us about $750 a month right now. Wow. And we're already saving that currently. If we like it and it's something we want to switch to permanently and sign a longer term contract with them, then we'll save an additional $75. So it'll take us to $825 a month savings. So she's doing good. She did a good job on that one. And that's a decent savings for us. So
what was that phone service?
It's still through AT&T, but we went to an internet-based one instead of the hard line.
Okay.
And so the only downside of that is obviously internet can go out, and so we have our Starlink as our backup internet. So hopefully we shouldn't have any issues with it going out.
So AT&T is still the internet
For the phone lines.
For the phone lines.
You're gonna have great.
Yeah. We'll see. That is a concern. I mean, yes, because we had DSL from them before and it was awful. Yeah. So, there's other online ones that we can switch to if we're not happy with them. That's why I didn't sign the contract. So, we'd be back on the Starlink. Then we don't have one internet. And so, I don't know if that's the best option either. The other option and we looked at was bringing cable down the road. That's like a $200,000. Bill yeah. to bring cable down the road, and
there's no poles.
Yeah, and so you know, I didn't feel like you guys would it would even take me serious if I came in here and said I want to spend $200,000 on an internet connection. So, anyways, we bypassed that option and just went to the phone service. Let's see, entity reports. So I met with Manager Boucher and District Engineer Heindel to discuss Ruby Creek pump station a couple times, and they were there on site for some milestones. Engineer Heindel wanted to witness some manhole stacking and concrete pours, so we were all over there for that. Let's see, with the city of Oroville, we are in the process of working with their staff, and the legal sides are talking to each other about figuring out exactly what we need to do to transfer that portion of the collection system that we've talked about on Oro Dam and South 7th to the city. Let's see, met with Manager Goyer and Field Operations Supervisor Vince Victorino to discuss Vince's appointment to the Butte County Wastewater Committee and identify any issues that SCORE would like to see addressed by the RJPA representative there. So that's a nice little thing that we have there, another voice out there for us to advocate for SCORE. All right, so I'll get to the final thing. So as we all know, we're doing phase one right now. We have a plan for phase two, but we don't know exactly if that's the trigger you guys want to pull yet or not. As we get the new permit, that'll let us have a lot of knowledge on whether or not we should do that or not. But I am coming to just start the discussion and see if you guys would entertain me and Micah spending time to research into this stuff. We believe that, Let me start again. So plant upgrade one is happening right now. Half the plant's basically going to be on SCADA. SCADA is supervisory control and data acquisition. Basically, it's a computer program that's getting all the data, controlling the pumps, doing all that stuff.
What's that?
Can you put the screen up?
Oh, of SCADA?
Yeah.
No, not from this computer.
We should do that because we could do it through the VPN next time if we want to show them, but we didn't do that this time. Essentially, what's going to happen after the phase one is done is half the plant's going to be on SCADA, the other half will not be on SCADA. There could be issues with that. Old talking the news, never a good thing. Yeah. It won't address a lot of the issues here at SCORE. Some will be addressed, but not all of them. So we were looking for direction to see what it would cost to put all of SCORE on SCADA. The reason I think that would be good is I think it would give us time to really figure out what we want to do in the next stage. It won't be cheap, though. It'd probably be around $1 million to do that, which is extremely expensive, I understand. We got a rough quote on what the programming and stuff would cost, which would be right around $600,000. That would also include the equipment, the PLCs, which is a programmable logic controller, that is basically the brain. So $600,000 would cover most of the equipment and the programming. Then we'd have to hire an electrician to land wires from place to place, the actual physical work. Jacob seems to think it would come in under, like maybe $800,000. You know, in my experience, stuff is way more expensive than what our construction estimates are have said they are. I'm not asking you guys to approve this, obviously, at this point in time. I'm asking you guys to give me the direction to go investigate and see what it would actually cost. I do think, unless it's just astronomical, I do think it would be worthwhile, even if it is $1 million. I think that it, like I said, I think it buys SCORE time. We don't have to immediately look at doing phase two. I mean, you know, I see a world where we could make some piecemeal replacements of equipment and never take a big loan, never have to do that. Chips would have to fall the right way, like with the regulatory, as far as our new permit is concerned. But I had a conversation with the regulator last week, a pretty good conversation, and it doesn't seem like they're going to crank down on the permit. It's not gone through all the channels. He doesn't know that for sure, but it seems like we're going to get the same permit that we have, which we meet all day, no problem. So without regulatory pressure to you know, go to complete nitrification and UV and all that stuff, I don't know why we would do that, why we would go get a big loan. So I think that this plan would give us enough of a technological, bring us up to technological standards of today, and then we could really deep dive into the data and figure out exactly how you guys want to move forward. Because I personally don't think that we need to do a big $38 million loan to keep up with the industry standards. But we'll know a lot more after we get our new
permit. You'll see everything on the screen.
Yep.
You can sit right in here and look at that screen and go, this is what's going on over here, over there, over there.
Yep.
So what you're telling us is it's not an option. And because we have to comply.
Well, it is an option because SCORE has ran in the Stone Age up until now. You know, we've not had it. It makes it easier to run the place. That's what it'll do. It'll make us easier to run the place, and it won't put us in a, hey, these things are from, you know, this, all this equipment is from 1975.
Dinosaur.
Exactly. Because, yeah, right. I mean, really, you know, we kind of feel as operators, I'm sure Scott felt similar when he was the boss, you know, you're kind of carrying a time bomb, and eventually it's just going to stop working.
The equipment's obsolete. The equipment fails.
All our lift stations, all our pump stations, we've been working on this since I've been on the board. And now they can just look at a computer screen without leaving the office, say, we have an issue at L1. Or they can look at another screen and say, okay, we have another problem with pump at
Right, I get
loads.
That. So it's the increase in customer rate pay.
Shouldn't have to have any. I mean, we got scheduled increases already coming up here. So we have three more. We have one going in July, and then we'll have two more after that, the next two Julys. If we get a loan to do the thing, 100%, we would have to have another rate increase. And so I'm trying to avoid that at all costs. Once we finish with these, it'll be 10 straight years of rate increases for SCORE. Okay. Now they've been, you know, $1 a year, 95 cents 1 year. They've been small. They haven't been huge, but still, you know, $1 more than you got, you know. So 10 straight years is not a great look for SCORE. I wouldn't want to go 15. But I think if we did a loan, we would have to. I think that if we spend this money now, I think it gives us options. I don't think that we would have to do a loan. I'm not saying guaranteed 100% because we could get hit with the regulatory where they go, you got to denitrify and nitrify right now. We don't care.
So but, what you're asking is to give you and Micah permission for an exploratory?
Pretty much.
Is that environmental? Is that what? I mean, is that something that you actually...
Basically I'm just going to gather data. I'm going to gather, see how much it would cost from the engineering side of it, see how much it would cost from the electrical contractor side of it, mm-hmm. see how much it would cost from the equipment side of it, rally up all those numbers, bring it back to you with a time schedule and say, we think we can get this done by June of 27. I'm just throwing numbers out there for $1 million.
You would know more than me, but we went from SCADA to XO. Does that make a difference?
XO is just a kind of SCADA.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Different program.
Yeah, yeah.
It's still the data.
Okay. Yeah, it's like an automobile and a Ford. Okay. SCADA is the automobile and Ford's XO.
Same program, different
vendor. But that XO program is pretty... it works with a bunch of other programs. So our plan, what I've talked to Dave about, is to eventually to bring Lopud system onto our SCADA as well.
So you can see what's happening.
So we can see what's happening there. We would want to do the same thing with the city eventually, the same thing with Thermalito. Now this is way out there.
The reason we went to XO is because we're in a situation where our stations are down in valleys. And
yep.
I guess it goes to the clouds. It's more
convenient. And you know, from what I hear from Dave and Vince, they're ecstatic.
Yeah,
about
the switch. He took me in and he showed me the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I've been pushing for this because I told him I want to see every one of our lift stations. When I come in this room and say I want to see Royal Oaks, he brings it right up on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it just kicked on, just kicked off. I see everything on how it's operating.
It makes it a lot easier to operate. The big thing though, and so, you know, I'm not trying to get you guys to spend a bunch of money so it's easier for me and my operators. That's not what this is. It will be easier for us, but the big benefit of SCADA, in my opinion, is the trending and the pattern building that you can do. And you can start to see why things happen. Oh, every time this happens, mm-hmm. because it's charting all of that infinite amount of data. And as much time as you got to try to link buttons up or points, data points up together and try to figure out trends, it'll give you all. And so, you know, and then there's AI component of it where you can start getting a little predictive and stuff. And so it would make it easier, but I'm not trying to sell it on make my job easier. Like, you guys pay us plenty. It's
easier, but it's more complicated, too.
It does bring other issues as well. But,
yeah. But you're looking at us up to now.
21st century. Yeah.
You know, you look at the new primary pump station. You know, where if it rained and it flowed more than 8 million, you had an operator down here 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm. Now they can do it at SCADA, set it up. Mm-hmm. It'll divert water automatically and then go home. And if something does happen, they could look at it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's hooked to our guys' phones, too. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
if you're on call, they don't have to be sitting in the office.
And take the problem that you're having right now.
Yep.
So you have erroneous alarms coming from the front of the plant on a system that I think I put in 25 years ago. So that would alleviate that problem. Or it would tell you better what the problem is.
What the problem is, actually.
Right now, you just... You're hoping it's not a bad wire.
Trying to troubleshoot.
Well, essentially, you're taking your analog system to a digital system. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the small
way. Yep. Microfiche to...
Right.
So...
Pretty much, yep.
Yeah. Yeah. The Cal Water did the same thing with their water treatment plant. And they did it under the auspices of emergency operations because when they've had things in the past develop a disaster type thing, they now can control their entire facility from the Chico plant, or the Chico office can, you know, remotely control things. So it's the way the industry needs to go, mm-hmm. to
Absolutely.
Be able to properly make sure everything's going to continue in operations. Yeah. And the same thing, alerts come up electronically to whoever's, you know, the duty call or whatever's going on. And it just makes a lot of good sense to me. And certainly to know how much it would take to do it makes a lot of sense, because the future is going to hold the point where they can actually even program your pump replacement, when you say a pump's going to go down X, Y, and Z.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, those are very predictable items.
Yep. So we have some computer maintenance management system. We have one right now. We use it. Yeah. Once SCADA is fully involved, it'll go to the next level where it'll do what you're saying. It'll be like, this pump's now accumulated 1,000 hours. It needs these parts to be purchased for it, and it'll just punch out a work order and say, get these parts, because in the next service interval, they're going to need to be changed. So, it'll take us into a whole new world. I'm not acting like it won't have its own problems. It'll give us headaches too, I'm sure, but we'll figure them out. But like I said, I'm not asking you guys to make any financial decisions today. Just give me the opportunity to go out and get some information and bring it back to you.
So have you looked at what grant funding is available?
We're always looking at different grant funding.
And so you're aware of the basic funding?
To be honest, our current grant funding... Oh, sorry to cut you off.
No, please go ahead.
I would say our current grant funding actually, I think, alleviated our budget big time with this current project. The $10 million we received from the disaster relief funding from the county. And so that money's actually coming back into the plant now.
Now we're getting it back from the county. And we might get another six. We're still waiting on that. So
because there was extra disaster relief funds from the state.
And I also kind of wanted to get that answer too before I actually brought this financial, the actual financial number to you.
So I was looking under what grants would be available to transition SCORE into the SCADA. And if you frame it and draft it correctly, I'll just send you the information.
Sounds good. And I probably... send me the information. We just got one for 78 grand, kind of associated with cybersecurity. And that's where a lot of the computer stuff comes from, is the cybersecurity. So you might be onto something. We might be able to kind of wordplay it a little bit and
exactly
get some money.
Cal Water did, because they tied it into the security issues of having the water system being securely operated. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember the numbers, but they did get a grant for that particular activity to digitize their entire filter treatment system homeland security issues. So it makes sense, because they want to control the water. They want to make sure it's also being monitored, so there is an intrusion or somebody playing games with the system, and that's the way to make sure you know what's going on.
Yeah, definitely.
And thank God we got rid of the fluoride issue. Took us a year and a half. Do you know that's the only PUC ruling that they've ever had reversed in the history of Cal Water? PUC actually reversed their ruling to let that stop happening.
Fluoride.
Yeah, getting rid of the fluoride from the system is bizarre, but that's how big a deal it was. So, but that's one of the things that their plan here is to be capable of handling the security issues being asked by Homeland Security.
Yeah. So I will look into any type of grants that we could qualify for something like this, Commissioner Goodson.
I think it's a great idea myself.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay. I just wanted to get a little head start and prepare you before that. Before I drop $1 million request on you.
Anything else, Glenn?
That's it for me. That's the manager's report.
Okay. Visitors' comments. We have no visitors. So now we're moving to commissioner and staff comments.
Go ahead, Jen. I have two.
I just did, and I'm getting ready to send him.
Okay. One question I had, and it's just a reminder because I wasn't here for the budget. Do we still have the idea of getting the new aerial photo of our service area for SCORE?
For the whole, whole service area, we have not really. I haven't done too much research on that.
I know you were doing some GPS work, but it'd be a great thing to do, because I know the one we have is pretty old.
Yes, definitely is.
For SCORE, I think it'd be a great item to have.
I will look into it.
And the other thing I want to compliment you, we had the Rotary Club visit here, and it was really a very successful visit. They got a tour of the plant and the new facility, so compliments to the staff for happening to host that. The other question I'm going to throw out, and I just dealt with it today, there is an individual or individuals that are sending false billing out. And I got another one today that I dealt with. And they take records of a local agency, and they compose a bill. And it was sent to Pioneer Collision. They're trying to get, there's an abandoned alley right next to them they want to get rid of. Well, it happened to go before the Planning Commission. they got sent a bill of $3,000 to get that done. And then it looks like city documentation. It actually, and I got a copy of it. It actually has city labels and everything, and it lists the commissioners and the action and everything else. But they have the money being sent to a USA email.
There you go. You always
okay, and this is about the seventh or eighth one we've had in Oroville getting hit. And the problem is they have credible information. And Pioneer got it and had their consultant working on this issue said, hey, wait a minute, that's not right. They would have put it ahead and paid it.
Yeah.
And we would have not known a thing about it. So I only caution you, anybody that sees a bill coming through, please question the hell out of it. We were going to do a big public announcement about it, but we thought we'd better hold off on that because if we did that, then it might encourage others to do the same damn thing. So we've had six of these sent billings out, and one was for $7,000, another for $10,000. And you look at it and you go, yeah, okay, then you got to pay that for whatever use fee or whatever the case may be. And they dig records out of your minutes. And they put names and places and everything. I just dealt with one today. It's like, you've got to be kidding me.
Man, so, sophisticated.
Yeah, be careful about documents and billing coming to or in. And it could be sent to SCORE as a billing.
Yeah.
So really challenge it. We've alerted banks in some cases, and we do have an FBI investigation going because the amount of money they're running could easily be well over a felony. And just be careful. It's ridiculous what you see. But it even has a big city logo on it. I mean, it looks very official until you see where the money's to be spent. Then it just goes, so. And then the other thing's happening too is I'll just throw it out there from Rotary. People are trying to steal anything they can when there's wire. The new Orville Lights project on top of the bridge. Luckily, the electricians had put in some really quarter-inch plate covering the control boxes.
Good.
And it looks like they took a come-along, dropped it down below the bridge, and actually tried to lift the plate off, and all they did is bend it. It wasn't strong enough. But to get to where they're at, all the workers would have to use a safety harness and a rope thing, and they just climbed down there all themselves. So we could have a dead body laying down there. We'd just say sorry. But anyway, any wiring at all, very careful about it. These people, even when the construction workers were putting the wire on there, they had people walk by and said, boy, it's going to be fun to steal that wire. I mean, that's the sadness about it. So there's other things that have been put in place to stop that. In particular, the bridge, and the police department's well advised about it. They're looking, but anywhere you put anywhere on the ground, please be careful for all our agencies. It's a common denominator it isn't going away. It's getting worse. So, like I said, we had this attempted intrusion. Luckily, the contractors are hard-faced enough to where you're not going to bend a quarter inch plate with a come along.
Yeah,
they tried. That's the more sad thing about it.
We don't have any wiring like that at Hewitt Park, do we?
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. But Hewitt Park is, I will caution you, don't violate the rules. Because the police department is on it. I went by there yesterday, Susan and I were there, and we just drove up, and some kid was running through there with a motorbike inside the park. Yeah. And we go, oh, crap. Turned around, two cop cars came in that moment. That kid went up the hill, went out the back, and one car went around, and they were chasing him down. So they're on it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit. So anyway, just it's a good thing. But the wiring theft thing is something, and all of us have terrible exposure to that. So if there's any thought about additional security, I would highly recommend it. Because copper is very valuable right now.
Oh, speaking of, actually, and I didn't get a chance to put it on my manager's report, thank you. Our alarm company has canceled us. They've sold it so many times that they've decided they've canceled us. So you guys will probably be seeing a quote for a new alarm service in the next board meeting. So thank you for reminding me. I found out after, Friday after I sent out the thing that they canceled us. I was like, oh, cool. That's great. So.
Any other comments?
I have none.
Nope.
So are we without an alarm system?
They'll still call us if it goes, but they won't service or do anything.
Okay.
They're only doing the monitoring of it now. They've ditched the maintenance of the system completely.
Okay. With that, we'll adjourn the meeting at 5:41. The next meeting will be held at the regular board office Tuesday, June 23rd at 5 p.m.